Hello, and welcome to A Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we will focus on island champions. Yes, we have them. Champion rowers, champion wrestlers, and today we welcome Claudia Gross-Shader, the 2025 World Champion Master 7 Female Rooster of the International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation. And with Claudia today is Jiu-Jitsu Sensei from Vashon Island, Sean Lang. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Susan.
I love saying that you're a rooster, Claudia. What does that mean?
Well, a rooster has a broad appeal to all of the chicken farmers on Vashon. I myself have a flock of nine. But rooster applies to the weight class. So in the world championship, you are matched by your belt level. I'm a blue belt. You're also matched by your age level. I'm 61. So I was matched with another 61-year-old. I was in an over 60 category. And then you're also matched by weight class. And rooster is the name of the weight class that I'm in.
Yeah, I'm looking at you and you look like you don't weigh 100 pounds.
Right.
So I'm curious, in jiu-jitsu, what is the size of the biggest guy you've ever brought down?
Oh, well, the thing about jiu-jitsu, which is really appealing to me, actually, is that a small person, if they know the correct technique, can take down a large opponent. It really doesn't matter the size of the opponent as long as you know the technique and the mechanics of it. And that was one of the most appealing things to me about learning the sport.
Sean Lang, you teach people about this sport. What can you tell us about the mechanics? How does it work?
It's the idea of minimum effort and maximum efficiency. So you take a larger opponent who might be pushing on you really hard, and you use that energy and leverage against them to turn it into a throw, a takedown, or in the case of jiu-jitsu, perhaps a submission.
A submission. Say more about that.
So a submission signifies what would be considered an injury, maybe as a martial art. But in jiu-jitsu, practice safely, the partner, training partner, or opponent has the opportunity to tap. So a tap in jiu-jitsu is a submission, meaning you have a choke, I can't breathe.
Let go,
you win. Yeah. Or you have an arm or a limb and you're extending it, and if it goes farther, it might hurt myself. So you tap out, and that means it ends immediately.
So what's the difference between jiu-jitsu and judo?
So judo originally was founded in Japan by a guy named Jigoro Kano. He was a education specialist, a teacher. And he wanted to bring jiu-jitsu, which was very violent, to the schools in Japan where everybody could practice. And those principles became largely popular, and his students traveled the world teaching judo. Jiu-jitsu took many of the same aspects, minimum effort, maximum efficiency, submissions, throws, takedowns, and modified the rules slightly to make it a little bit more ground focused. So instead of big throws, more of the submissions, more of the kind of pins and things that you'd see in modern jiu-jitsu.
So could you say judo is the parent company of jiu-jitsu?
Yes.
Okay. Claudia, what drew you to this sport, and how long ago did you start?
You know, I was just listening to Sean describe it. The submissions, the chokes, breaking people's arms, choking them out, throwing them down.
Sounds awful.
It sounds awful. And I'm sitting here wondering, why would a 59-year-old woman, which I was at the time that I started, be interested in a male-dominated combat sport? Well, the reason that I became interested in it was I was working in an area of Seattle that was a little bit unnerving to me because of the behavior on the street. And the director of security in one of the buildings told me that he trained all of his staff, including the other security guards and people like the receptionists, in jiu-jitsu because of exactly what we're talking about, the maximum, the efficiency and the fact that a small person can subdue a larger person. So I was interested in it intellectually. And then I overheard someone at the Vashon Athletic Club saying that they were headed to jujitsu later. And my head spun around and I said, wait, there's jujitsu on Vashon Island? And sure enough, Vashon Island has everything. And little did I know, the jujitsu program had already been going for a couple of years at the O Space. And so I went for the very next class available, checked it out, and immediately I found that jujitsu is a strategy game. I've always loved strategy games. I like chess.
I was going to ask if you like chess.
Right. And jujitsu is like a strategy game that you play using your body. And so it was so appealing to me on so many levels that I stuck with it.
You have this great Instagram page called Matriarch on the Mat. And I noticed one of your posts said, you use jujitsu at work. Are you throwing your colleagues around the room, or how does that apply?
I may have threatened to throw a colleague around. How I use jujitsu at work is really in that strategy aspect. So jujitsu, and Sean has really helped me understand this. Jujitsu isn't just about the moves themselves. It's also about looking for opportunities in the space between the moves. Sometimes that space between the moves, even though it's only a few seconds, it can really be expansive, and it can allow you to think about, okay, what are my options here? What can I do next? What might my opponent do? And what's the best strategy for me? And so that's a practice that you can use in life all the time. In your office, in your relationships, maybe even in the grocery store as you're choosing the right line at Thriftway, right? So I'm finding that jujitsu has many ripple effects into my life.
I'm wondering, Sean, if you can tell us, besides 59-year-old women, who should be or could be studying jujitsu with you?
Well, Susan, I think jujitsu is a very transformative practice. I think it appeals to all ages, old, young, and all of us in between. And really we need what I have come to find is called a third space, a place outside of school, outside of family, where we can be with community and at all ages benefit from this third space. So we have kids who are practicing at the O Space, including my daughter who's six. She's doing her first tournament April 4th.
Oh, wow.
And then we have all kinds of people. So all walks of life are coming in there and working together kind of in a shared purpose, trying to improve themselves. And that's where I think you really see, I guess, the magic of it. And Claudia's a great example of this. Her confidence since she started to where she is now, it's really been quite a pleasure for me to watch Claudia on her journey and kind of gaining all this self-confidence and power and strength. And so, yes, everybody can do jujitsu, and I encourage them to.
How does a person sign up for jujitsu at O Space, and how frequently do you teach?
Well, we're actually under the umbrella of the UMO Physical Arts Program that's at the O Space.
Yeah.
And they have through their portal, they have also a number of different classes. So jujitsu, adult and kids classes, skateboarding, parkour, aerial, and so all those classes are offered there, and I think they all offer great benefits. But if you're interested in signing up for jujitsu, it's UMO Physical Arts. Go to their website and you can sign up there.
It sounds really attractive. I'm not sure if it's attractive enough for me to actually try it, but it sounds like a great confidence builder. Most of all, Claudia, how did you train to get to your championship status?
Right. Well, Sean talked about my evolution as an athlete. And this feels crazy to me, Susan. I had never done a sport my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You were not athletic before you started
No.
this?
No. In high school, I was on the debate team. So, and also in theater. So I'd never done a sport. And so this was a real transformation for me to now consider myself, I'm a competitive athlete.
Yeah.
And I have really evolved a lot in my commitment to the sport, my discipline. I increased the number of trainings that I do. The O Space offers jiu-jitsu on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And so I was going to all of those sessions. And then I went into West Seattle on Sundays for additional women-only training in West Seattle prior to the competition. I'd like to also echo what Sean was talking about, like this great third space that jiu-jitsu provides. And my experience is that through jiu-jitsu, I have met people on the island that I wouldn't have gotten to know otherwise. And we spend upwards of 2 hours together on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays.
Get pretty close to somebody that
very
way.
Close in this this strategic conversation with no technology. So our phones are off and put away, right? And we are having this amazing conversation together through the practice of jiu-jitsu. So it's also a great way for people of all ages to unplug for a while. And it can be very meditative too. When you are in a role or in a practice session with a partner, you're only thinking about choking that partner or being choked, avoiding being choked yourself. So you can't think about your laundry list or your problems at work or anything else. You are really narrowly focused on
the moment.
Yes, it's a really good meditative practice as well.
What about the risk of injury? Has either of you ever been injured in this practice, or have you seen others injured?
My experience is injuries usually, especially teaching the kids classes, happens in the activities outside of the jiu-jitsu. So my wife, she's also a judo black belt, and her biggest injury ever was playing soccer during a break at judo class. and so usually when we're on the mats and we're training and we're so focused on it, injuries are kind of minimal in that space. It's usually when we lose our attention and are kind of not really tuned into the situation, I find injuries happen. While they do happen, you know, I think it's relatively rare. As long as you have good partners, people you trust, and you're listening to your body, I think that's very important.
That's probably important. And I'm thinking of you and your wife are both black belts. How are the arguments at home?
Well, the arguments, whenever I have a black eye, or it's usually from training, and people know my wife, Heidi, that she's a black belt, like, oh, you didn't do the dishes or things like that. But no, it's actually works really well. It's neat to have a shared activity that we both love and now have our kids participating fully in it.
The family that grapples together stays together, eh?
Exactly.
Is it called grappling?
I like to call it grappling. I think it's a mix. There's all kinds of grappling arts, and now in modern era, there's so much information that they're all starting to blend together, whether it's wrestling, whether it's judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. All these moves, all these different styles are kind of coming together, and there's an innovation that's happening all the time, so it's pretty neat.
I do wonder about that. What's the difference between jiu-jitsu and other martial arts? Can you explain that briefly?
Yeah, the number one thing is there's no striking, there's no punches, there's no kicks, so it's pure grappling. And judo has some moves that jiu-jitsu doesn't have, like some throws and takedowns, and jiu-jitsu has some submissions that aren't in judo or are not allowed within the rule set of judo.
We are almost out of time, but Claudia, I have one last question for you. Now that you're a champion jiu-jitsu grappler, what's next?
Well, Susan, I'm going to have to defend my title come Labor Day weekend in Las Vegas. There will be another World Masters competition, and I'm already starting. As soon as I won the last competition, I started to think about the next competition, defending my title, and I've been training. I'm focusing on a few things that I want to improve in my jiu-jitsu game between now and Labor Day.
Well, we will all be watching for you on your Instagram page, Matriarch on the Mat. And if you folks are interested in learning about jiu-jitsu, you can check it out at the open space. Say it again, Sean.
Open space at the UMO School of Physical Arts.
Thank you both so much. This has been great fun. And you might have inspired some folks out there to take up jiu-jitsu. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us here on a Vashon Minute. Please stay tuned to the Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.